joining us on the summit today is privacy expert and rights advocate Paul Sales. Paul, welcome to the summit.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you for having me.
So I'll just share with the audience your bio, and then we'll dive right into your background and what got you into this, and then the important information that you're bringing forward, especially on the surveillance aspect and on some incredible developments in the battle against 5G in Australia, where you are. So Paul Sales is a privacy advocate and public speaker living in Australia. After reaching the pinnacle of his profession in the landscaping consultancy business, Paul walked away from his business to focus on concerns about 5G-related surveillance, health, and well-being, having been called into action by his local community. On his YouTube channel, he actively interviews truth-tellers and whistleblowers and is very much focused on bringing awareness to the unlawful rollouts of 5G. Paul is the founder of Stop5GGlobal.org. So Paul, you had a successful business in landscaping. You probably at some point had an awakening experience, or you started to realize or pay attention to what's going on. Tell us about that journey, where you came from, and what got you into the role as a speaker and a leader and a surveillance expert that you have today.
Thanks, Josh. It's been an interesting journey, yes. So I grew up in Australia, spent 9 years in Dubai in the Middle East. We built a company to about 65 staff. Being based in there was an interesting experience, and having some other context about what's going on in the world, and then also gave me some insights into like what's happening with surveillance, etc. We'll talk a little bit more about that as well. So moved on from that, transitioned out of that, and then became a little bit more involved in some aspects around activism, and was involved with the Occupy movement when that happened. We had the Bentley CSG blockade that was in Australia, which was a successful stopping of a CSG drilling on a site in northern New South Wales in Australia, and evolved out of that, talking publicly about privacy and privacy advocacy, and what the intention of the agenda for the rollout was in relation to metadata that people like Julian Assange and Edward Snowden were exposing, and talking about that publicly before we had an event in Australia called the Sydney Siege. And then we had metadata legislation that was rolled out, which effectively meant that all the data from every person in relation to every text message that was sent, every phone call, every email, every website visited, was then captured and been made the responsibility of the telecommunications company and the service providers to capture that data, and making people aware of that, the fact that pretty much unless they're using any form of encryption, that their communication is no longer private.
Okay, so, and you are active in bringing speakers on and interviewing people and whistleblowers on your YouTube channel. What are some of the people that you've interviewed about 5G, and what are some of the key things that you have uncovered that you most want to get out about the 5G agenda?
Well, there's multifacets to this approach. So there's obviously health and well-being that some people are working on. On the legal front, we've been working with people like the barrister Ray Broomhall in Australia, and his systems and approaches are applying to other companies internationally also. Then we have the surveillance and the privacy aspects of 5G, which is very limited in relation to people that have any knowledge or comprehension of what's actually happening or what's available in relation to what 5G makes available in relation to surveillance. And I know that you've talked about and touched on it somewhat in your previous documentary around smart meters in relation to the radiation, but also the surveillance aspects of it. But it's multifaceted when you start moving into the world of the agenda around IoT, the Internet of Things, and the connectivity of all smart devices. The smart devices, whether they're smartphones, smart televisions, smart cars, smart TVs, they're smart because they're gathering data. They're gathering data on what you're doing, they're gathering data on what you're watching, what you're saying, who you're speaking with, when you're doing it, why you're doing it, and basically having that data mind map people. People like Edward Snowden touched on the fact that if they have enough metadata on people, there's enough evidence there to suggest what people are thinking, where they're going to be, what they're doing, etc. So what it provides, what 5G technology provides, is highly effective surveillance in relation to the smart meters, in relation to tracking capabilities, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's dive in more to that whole surveillance aspect. We had Patrick Wood on Technocracy.news and Technocracy Rising author on the summit, did a brilliant job. James Corbett also touched on surveillance aspect, but let's dive in from your perspective, Paul. Tell us more about the risks and the capabilities of the different facets of the 5G rollout, from the terrestrial to the satellite and so forth.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a little bit interesting because there's some other people probably a little more technical in relation to the satellite aspect and that sort of thing as well, Josh. But let's just talk about the fact that 5G will become a highly efficient surveillance system in relation to people will not be able to have take any actions or have any thoughts that will not be monitored. That it's under full surveillance in relation to the towers being positioned every 100 to 300 meters. So that people are always in constant contact from 5G radiation and surveillance. What it will make available, it's part of the agenda for big business to become highly efficient. That's one of the aspects as well, so people don't have to read smart meters or labour isn't even required. The interesting thing in relation to enforcement is that a lot of these people that currently have jobs, including police officers, etc., for speeding won't even be required in the future under surveillance. What that makes available is that the devices and the vehicles, etc., will all be monitored, and there is like a zero tolerance in relation to the surveillance of what that technology makes available.
What are some of your concerns in terms of what the applications for having, like you said, this mind map and having the ability to move towards predicting what somebody is thinking or where they're at? Like, how could this potentially be used by those who wish to control society, and even specifically the control of the people who are not going along with the plan, so to speak? What are some of the, paint a picture for the audience in terms of, like, what are some of these applications, the way that you see it, that could be and perhaps are being planned to be used against people and their freedoms?
Yeah. So with pretty much ruling out any assumption that anything will be private at all in the future, what the overall agenda in relation to the efficiency of the system and what it makes available is that people will be able to be taxed and charged in real time. So whatever they're earning and whatever they're spending in relation to their meter, etc. The concern around this is the total surveillance is actually full lockdown in relation to freedom. This is artificial intelligence, completely like running the show, so that there's no external human threat that's available. Particularly when it's become starting to be integrated with the social credit system. You might have seen or be aware of what's happening with the social credit system in China, for example. That's being trialled in some places in Australia, including Darwin, where you get earned points depending on whether you're valued as a citizen and your contribution and your ability to pay tax. And if you do anything wrong, there's penalties that are involved. including people getting locked out of being able to travel, using public transport, train, bus, rail,